Donegal is the 12th in Ireland for IDA jobs per capita, but more could be done to actually encourage, for instance, local enterprise office supported jobs. And, you know, Donegal is second lowest in the country for Enterprise Ireland jobs per capita. So more needs to be done to support local businesses to actually start up and grow. And this is going to become more importantly as issues that the county faces, for instance, the impact of Brexit and everything. This report is also to help as a baseline what specifically each county needs. So, for instance, Donegal, obviously, infrastructure access is important, both in terms of physical roads or even on broadband. These are key to help this county actually develop.
What needs to happen now as far as EBIC is concerned?
What we're looking for is the National Planning Framework, which is the government is currently has begun consultations on, is that the next plan actually delivers a 20-year roadmap so that specific targeted investments are actually aimed at specific areas. It's infrastructure investment, transport, broadband, waste, water, health, education, you name it, to help people actually not only live in an area but work there and actually develop.
And your ultimate claim is that if these infrastructural investments are in place, then your members, present and future, will create jobs, will do business, will bring prosperity.
Absolutely. It's tying the people, the places and the businesses all together. And it's actually making sure that everybody gets the chance to actually develop as to their potential. What more can be done to encourage, say, Donegal, which is, you know, fifth in the country for the number of hotel beds, to develop its tourism product? I mean, we've already seen the success of the Wild Atlantic Way. So what other sort of potential avenues that could Donegal exploit that ultimately leads to actually creating more jobs locally?